catalog.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here, here into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we're going to go right back into your phone calls here. Coming up, Dale wants to tell us about changing paper and changing people. But first, it's Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I was thinking about a favorability for amnesty as far as I think the ones that can prove they've been productive citizens for like the last 5 years and hadn't committed any crimes, you know, and stuff like that. I think we should give them amnesty and all the other ones.
The federal government?
Huh?
You mean the federal government should not kick them out of the country? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, if they can prove that they've been productive people here in America for like the last 5 years and they hadn't been in any trouble, then we should let those ones stay, and the rest of them send back.
What that brings up to mind, and I'm not saying this is a bad idea, Jeremy. What that brings to mind, though, is this story from John Stossel's. He had one of the television shows that he does, and I can't remember which one it was, but he looked over a water treatment plant that had previously been owned by the government, and then at some point switched ownership to a private company, and all the employees that were previously government employees then became private employees, and they got so much more productive. And I just wonder.
I think that was John Stossel goes to Washington.
And I just wonder if these entitlement programs that are out there that incentivize people to sit on their butts and to have children at the taxpayer's expense, I wonder if those were gotten rid of, how many of those people would be productive? And secondly, crime tends to be illegal aliens, aliens in general, people, Hispanics, and then, either legal or illegal, tend to be no more criminal than anybody who's in their socioeconomic class. So if you compare them to regular old white Americans, they're no more criminal. And you can read the American Conservative magazines.
I beg to defer on that, Mark, because Phoenix is the number one kidnapping city in America, and it's mostly done by illegal aliens.
I can't speak to it because I haven't done the research. However,
if you go to American Conservative research on this,
well, then research a little farther, because I'm going to tell you an article to go read. And that article is in the American Conservative magazine. I believe it's 2 months ago. It's entitled Hispanic, H-I-S and then dash panic. And, you know, it's disproving the whole notion that that people that are from, you know, Latino descent or whatever are somehow more criminal than others. But
it's because of all the drug cartels. I understand Arizona's position. I mean, they got cops being off and ranchers being off by these drug cartels, and they got to do something.
Well, and I remember you brought that article up a while back, and what they were finding is in the areas where it seems like more Hispanics are committing crimes and stuff, there's actually a certain age range where there's a lot more young Hispanics, and it's really tied more to age than anything else, and there's not very many in that age bracket in a particular area of white kids, but that if you look across the board all over the country, there's like crime seems much more tied to like your age bracket and being a younger person.
Well, and Jeremy's
as people
right,
get older,
though,
they engage in less crime.
He's right, though, that it's also tied. Jeremy was right that it's tied, this crime, this kidnappings, the violence, it's tied to the war on drugs. So if you want to solve that problem, Jeremy, and you should know this, you
well,
end
right.
the war on drugs.
I know your position. I know our position on that.
Right,
end,
so you end the war on drugs. You don't create some kind of a police state that mandates that everybody who's brown show some sort of permission slip but show to the satisfaction of some government agent that they've been here for 5 years and have been working the whole time. I mean, you're talking about an incredibly bureaucratic task that is going to result in all kinds of police state intrusions.
Well, I just think that that's a, you know, about the best solution, you know.
More government is never the best solution.
I don't think it's more government. All the criminals should have to go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeremy. Mark, you're saying you don't think that checking every single so-called immigrant to make sure they've been here and been working isn't more government? That's not going to require more government bureaucrats?
He didn't propose every immigrant. He proposed every illegal immigrant.
But they're going to check everybody who's brown because otherwise they're going to have to find out if they're illegal first, right?
The claim that he made was to give amnesty to people who were of, you know, illegal status,
right.
And if they could prove that they'd been here for 5 years and
that's
working,
not going to take any more the millions of so-called illegals applying all of a sudden for that status, because most of them are here working, applying for that status would not require an increase in the size of government?
We already have ICE agents out trying to enforce their stuff. Bring those guys in, have them process the paperwork, and there you have your government bureaucrat.
But
bureaucracy
they still need to be out there.
That doesn't spend any more money.
But they're not going to do it that way, Mark. If they do what Jeremy suggests, they'll add to the bureaucracy, and you know that. They're going to add to the bureaucracy because the ICE agents that are out there as enforcement agents are not pencil pushers. They want to be out there kicking in doors. They want to be out there, you know, cracking heads. They want to be out there hurting people and being, you know, thugs, basically. That's what they're out there doing. And besides, they'll have an excuse to continue doing it because what you're talking about would be some sort of voluntary program then, right, where the so-called illegals would come in and they'd say, okay, here's all my pay stubs, and I've been working here for 5 years, and here's my boss, he'll testify for me. But that doesn't mean that there aren't still people out there who aren't going to do that, and so therefore the ICE enforcers will have their excuse to say, well, even if people are coming through this door saying they've been here for a long time, there's still those people out there that aren't coming through the door, and we got to be out there cracking heads, so the government will get bigger.
Well, I disagree with your point. I think that
the government will get bigger.
Yes, I disagree with that. However, I disagree with Jeremy's point for a completely different reason, because they did this same crap in the 80s. And, you know, maybe
what?
The stipulation – amnesty. Maybe the stipulations were slightly different at that point, but only slightly, and you're only going to get the same situation again. What we have in this problem – and that's because what we have in this country isn't an immigration problem. It's a welfare problem. If you put out free food, free baby care, free schooling, free everything that they give these people for having children, you're going to get freeloaders.
That's true, but I'm shocked, Mark, that you've been on this show now since 2002.
The bureaucrats will do what the bureaucrats above them tell them to do. If you tell the SWAT team guy to sit down at that desk and process paperwork, he better damn well do it or we're going to fire his butt.
What makes you think they're going to do that? Mark, haven't you observed how government works over the years? They keep getting bigger. No matter what happens, no matter what the new
Ian,
rule
I'm
is.
Completely aware that government doesn't
so
do.
So what makes you think that they're gonna shrink down and stay the same size?
What makes you think you can predict the future on how it's gonna go? I mean, you just laid out the nine-step plan on how it's gonna fail, and I'm telling you that it's gonna fail in a different direction.
You need to calm down. Did you have caffeine tonight?
Nope, not a bit.
All right. Well, look.
I have had some M&Ms. That
just got caffeine in it. Yeah. Okay. Christ, cut him off, please. Look, Mark. The way government works is the government bureaucrats are constantly looking to expand their purview and their power and their budget. So
what a surprise.
Those are my meth M&Ms.
If what Jeremy is proposing comes to fruition, which it's pretty unlikely, I don't know what is likely, but you know, it's not going to be his program. Whatever it is they do is not going to be Jeremy's idea. But if what he has, his idea, comes to fruition, it will not be implemented in this, you know, let's keep the government the same size method that you're suggesting it would be implemented in. It would be implemented in a method that says, okay, well, we're going to take all this amnesty from these millions of so-called illegals. We need to hire several thousand more bureaucrats in order to handle all these applications that are going to be coming in. So it would be an excuse to increase the size of government. And to deny that is to deny the face of all of the evidence that supports it, and that is that government gets bigger.
Fine. I think it's a bad idea for a different reason.
Okay. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Now, Dale, there was something you wanted to cover tonight that sounded pretty important to me, and clearly we're not going to be able to cover it here in 15 seconds, but just to get people an idea of what's coming up, what do you mean when you say words
on paper?
You
were talking about when Evan declared his sovereignty on a piece of paper and turned that into the city hall, and so people called in and said, well, what does that mean? I mean, you know, how important is a piece of paper? And then you went on to say, well, it really had to do with, you know, it's a declaration of what he intended to do, how he intended to act. And so what mattered was how he acted after that rather than the paper. And I just wanted to expound on that.
Let's do that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll get into that discussion. We'll also take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Our features are free. Also, over at Dale's website, you'll find a lot of free stuff as well. Lots of cartoons, hundreds of Liberty, mostly Liberty-themed cartoons at AnarchyInYourHead.com, plus some essays by Dale. Are you posting your videos on your AnarchyInYourHead.com?
Yes. I haven't posted any in a while, but I finally found my camera again. So I had some.
Okay.
I actually wanted to do one today, and I couldn't find my camera. So.
So head on over to AnarchyInYourHead.com, where you'll get a lot more of Dale. And speaking of Dale, we wanted to get into a discussion here, but I want to take another phone call before we do that about these words on paper versus changing your mind. We'll go first to Bill in Florida. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Guys, I'm enjoying the show.
Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
In fact, I used to have a political talk show of my own. That's not really what this is, though. I understand. This is the truth. The difference. I'm not Republican or Democrat.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, it's really tough, and I think a lot of people are going through something weird, and that is that we see what's going on. I have friends that are police officers. I'm going to tell you, I'm a Civil War reenactor, and there is a place in old Florida. It's called Old Lusty. Anyway, it's an old.
What is it called?
What's that?
What is it? Old Lusty?
Yeah, it's called Old Lusty, and it's
is that
O
L apostrophe Lusty?
What's that?
How do you spell that? Is it O L apostrophe as in old,
right,
and then Lusty?
You can't tell me too much.
It's
going
one
on
word. There's
I don't
no
know.
Apostrophe.
Say again.
It's one word. There's no apostrophe.
One word, no apostrophe. So is it O L U S T Y?
No, E E.
O L U S T E E. Okay, what is it?
It's an old Civil War battlefield in North Florida.
Sure enough. It would have to be.
And it's really strange because, anyway, I showed up real late. It was like, I think, 2 in the morning, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. There's a campfire. And I'm just setting this picture for you guys, the scene.
Yeah.
I love radio. It's theater of the mind. Anyway, and I come walking up. You can hear the grass crackling. And sitting around the campfire, a couple of diehards that, you know, they're just the last guys at the campfire. One of them is a CIA, current CIA agent.
How do you know that?
Well, because I know. We're friends. I'm not going to tell you who it is, obviously.
Okay.
But I know.
It's my understanding CIA agents aren't supposed to necessarily reveal that that information.
Yeah, that's not true. That's Hollywood. But anyway, we're pals. We go way back and known each other since high school. And a couple of other people from law enforcement and a couple of different agencies. And we're all talking, and here comes a train down a train track that is supposed to be dormant. I mean, this train track hasn't been used in God knows how long. And it got closer and closer, and everybody kind of just shut up. And guys, I'm telling you, it was not headed north. It was headed south, okay? This particular train track heads north and south through Olestee. And nothing but UN vehicles. I mean, just tons of these things. There had to have been 300 to 400, maybe 450 of them.
When was this, allegedly?
Oh, this was 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And some really strange things have been happening, and I have friends in law enforcement that have told me that they're really battening down the hatches, and specifically where I have some family, which is in Titusville, you can actually hear combat training. I mean, we've never heard this before. You can hear combat training taking place, automatic weapons, I mean, like crazy, around the clock. And
what are you suggesting here? That there's going to be some sort of
what I'm telling
takeover?
You is they're getting geared up big time for civil unrest. They're fully expecting it. And I know that this is nothing new. The Alex Jones show and different people have been talking about this, but I can tell you firsthand, I know. I have law enforcement people from different agencies that have told me, yes, this is real. And when I saw those UN vehicles, I had cold chills. I mean, you just don't know.
So, I mean, are your law enforcement buddies just going to go along with it and they're going to, you know, follow orders and load people onto train cars and that kind of thing?
No, we haven't really gotten that far into talking about it, but I know for a fact these guys wouldn't do that. I mean, they're you know, like I say, they're buddies of mine.
But if they don't do it, they don't get paid.
Well, I think when if the dollar collapses, which I think it really has a good shot at doing, that's not going to be a thing that's not going to be an issue.
Because everybody's going to, not have any money anyway, right?
Right. And I think now there's people, let me just tell you this, these guys that I'm talking about are preparing. And
how do they prepare?
Well, with different water systems, and I'm not going to go into detail, but water systems, some portable solar energy systems, freeze-dried food, as opposed to,
So they're preparing for, not being able to leave their homes? Is that the idea? Or that there's going to be some sort of a nuclear holocaust? I mean, what are they preparing for exactly?
Preparing for the worst, whatever that may be.
It's an expensive hobby. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, you can really pour money into this, right? This
yeah.
whole preparedness thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Penn and Teller did a good sort of end of the world one where, and I've seen basically video of these survival classes that are really kind of a joke. I mean,
you spend
a lot of money on them. And
there's the preparer people, the preppers, and there's the survivalists, and they actually are different. And, I think there's something to be said for, knowing some food, plants around your, in your neighborhood that you can eat. And I think there's something to be said for having, a certain amount of maybe silver, some foods stored, that kind of thing. Maybe some 22 long rifle shells to trade with the neighbors. I don't know. I mean, there's something to be said for it, but I think you can go too far.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe his story was true. Maybe it wasn't. I mean, we don't screen anybody really here, so.
He had a lot of – when you look for good lies, you look for facts, and he had a lot of facts. He knew right off the top of his head that it was 3 years ago, that it was – he gave the name of the town. He could spell it. He knew where it happened. It sounded good.
Yeah, but we didn't ask him for any of that information either, so he could have had it prepared just to kind of stir people up.
Those CIA agents are taught to lie,
Well, and you've got the allegation that there are these hundreds of UN vehicles, but it was 3 years ago, so I don't know. Maybe there's something going on. Maybe there isn't. 800-259-9231, either way, if some sort of Orwellian police state, worse than what we're currently dealing with, if it ratchets up, or when, in some people's mindset, when it ratchets up, what to do about that? A lot of people, and he didn't really explicitly suggest it, because he was talking about preparing in other ways, but a lot of people would suggest violence, and of course, I think that's the last thing. No, I didn't say that. I said a lot of people would suggest violence, and I think that's the last thing that anybody should be considering, because that's just going to give them an excuse to continue ratcheting up their police state. So 800-259-9231, I think the best thing that we can do, if that's going to be an eventuality, is to train people in the art of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, because the state requires your cooperation to really be successful. And if we can pull that away, then they don't have much left. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com, and those features include listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show, our webcam and listen lines. You can get all the details and listen in and watch as well over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with a guy who was telling quite a story about how he was a Civil War reenactor, or is a Civil War reenactor, and he was at a reenactment and camping out with some of his friends at the fire when they saw on the train tracks hundreds of vehicles with UN markings on them going in a certain direction. And it's, you know, it's an interesting story. Maybe it was true. We don't know. We take calls from anybody.
I've never seen a vehicle with UN markings on it.
Me either. And that's why I
see UN license plates or diplomatic license plates on vehicles at the UN, but I've never seen UN vehicles.
Right, and that's why I would like to say, to add briefly here before we move on, that extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And so if you believe or you saw this happening, what a shame you didn't have your cell phone with you to where you could pull out a camera and click it. Because it's not like they just whipped by with 400 vehicles, right? I mean, if you've got a train or several trains with 400 vehicles, was his estimate, on it, that's going to take a while. You could see that. You go, wow, I've never seen anything like that before. Hey, where's my camera? Crap, I don't know where it is. Let me go find it. You'd have plenty of time. You'd have minutes to where you could go and find something to snap a photo of that with. I understand he said it was nighttime, but they were close enough to see the logo. They probably could have illuminated it with a flash.
You walk up to it.
Yeah.
Close enough to get the flash to work.
So maybe it's happening, maybe it's not. But if they're moving that kind of equipment around, that level, that amount of equipment around, and they're doing it obviously. I mean, why would the UN, if they wanted to be secretive about it, why would they put vehicles with their logos out in public like that? Why not just paint them later or something, right? So,
and I've been hearing these claims about the UN doing this and the UN doing that for a very long time. I mean, and I remember an officer at the prison that I was working at in 1994 walking me up to work at night. I used to work in the officer's canteen and telling me about how the UN had taken over a town in Ohio and they were doing practicing. They had the Chinese military, doing practicing in that town or whatever. And this kind of scary story. And so the stories aren't new. And I haven't seen a lot of proof of them, you know?
Well, there was one claim a while back about the FEMA cars, right? The idea that they were going to load up people into these train cars and take them off to the FEMA camps and do who knows what with them. But the train car photos that they have on the web that are supposedly of these alleged FEMA cars were, I think they turned out to be cow trailers, basically, for moving cattle. As I recall,
there was another one where they had giant caskets, casket after casket after casket. Turns out they were like big tote bins or something like that. There was a FEMA camp that turned out it was an old railroad station or old power plant or something.
So there are people out there that want to see things where they may not necessarily be.
Right, there might be some overactive imagination going on. I'm not saying that's what's happening in this case.
I'm not saying that either. I'm just putting some ideas out there to sort of. Possibly suggest alternatives to what his interpretation of the events, if they even happen, if he's not just, pulling our chain. So again, you're at a campfire with two other guys. What are the odds that of three people in today's day and age, not one of them has a cell phone nearby with the ability to take a photo?
Well, one of them was a CIA agent. You can't trust him to take the pictures.
So those are my thoughts on that. At 800-259-9231, we continue with Shannon listening in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
What's on your mind tonight, Shannon?
Not too much, man. I've been listening to y'all for a little while, and, man, y'all are great patriots. I am, too.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Before you go to label me with that term, I'd like to know what you mean.
Well, you tell the truth. And when you talk, people don't, they call me a kook. They say what I say is I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Why would they call you that? What would they be referencing when they would call you those things?
Well, I look up on internets and I Google stuff and I try to get documents and I've done a lot of things and tried to research some stuff that everybody's been talking about. And it's all true.
What?
Not everybody. It's true.
What is?
Everything that's going on in this country.
The heck are you
everything
talking about?
That you're talking about, I'm talking about 9/11.
We don't talk about
that. Everything.
You're being incredibly vague.
I don't know if you said
9/11, which we haven't talked about.
Right, we don't talk about that. This isn't a show. This isn't a conspiracy show. We have some callers sometimes who advocate certain conspiracy theories, and we'll question them on it and that kind of thing. But like the
Bilderbergers.
The Bilderbergers, yeah, that was a good one. And also this guy that called in about the UN thing, we're questioning that. So I don't know, maybe
right,
talk about the show.
Let me ask you this. All right. No, sir.
No? Okay.
I love Alex Jones. He's a great guy.
It's not this. You're not listening to Alex.
What y'all were talking about, listen to me, please.
Certainly. Well, you should listen to us first because you're not doing
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
Jones.
Yes, sir. Y'all are right online. Sometimes, one or three people don't have a cell phone. I live in a small town. Mm. I have a cell phone, but I don't have a camera on it. Mm. And when people...
It's time to upgrade past the year 2000.
That are, sir?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, when people says things that, like, they don't believe what I'm trying to explain to them or tell to them or tell them what's happening to them by their government or what's happening to them... We don't have them kind of things in these little small towns sometimes, a cell phone with a camera on it. We should.
What size town do you live in, may I ask?
I live in Petal, Petal, Mississippi.
How many people live in Petal?
There's maybe 4,000 to 5,000 people here.
Okay. That's pretty small.
I live in a town that's of 2,000 people. I have a camera on my phone.
Dale, do you how many people live out there?
Not a whole lot more than Mark's area, I don't think.
It's a few thousand.
Yeah,
it's very small.
It's very small.
Do y'all have cell phone service out there?
Okay. I know what's going on. I mean, people get in airplanes and
Just
they,
checking.
And they talk about well, they were talking on this plane and they were doing this from that to this and that.
I have no idea.
Cell phones didn't work back then, and people won't listen to me.
What is this and that? You need to be a lot less vague, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything, like, Dale. Everything is true.
Everything is true. Okay, that's going on
yes,
in this country.
Yes, what I'm trying to tell. Everything is true, but they will not listen.
Everything.
To
okay. What we say is true. What they say is true. Everything is true. Mark, were you telling me
well,
about some
no,
sort of...
everything that's going on in this country is true. I think that was the exact quote.
Weren't you telling me the other day that there's some sort of disease where or some kind of mental disorder where people – where the, and I don't remember what it was called.
Williamson syndrome.
What is it?
Williamson syndrome.
Well, that's
syndrome.
Based on trusting everyone, which I don't think is the caller's problem.
It's an overactive gland that produces too much oxytocin.
But if you believe everything – that's where you believe everything you're told, right? So this guy believes everything's
true. And you think everyone's trustworthy essentially, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's going on.
It's not possible that this is a sufferer of Williamson syndrome who believes everything he's been told and so therefore can make a statement like everything is true?
I think you should let the gentleman finish up.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When I think or I say everything is true, I didn't mean what I say is true. Everything they come back at me, they say is true.
Who's they, may I ask?
The people I talk to, they think I'm crazy when I tell them what's going on in this world. And they talk to me.
What is going on? Let me see if I can get you to sum it up in 20 seconds. What's going on in this world?
New world government. They're taking over. New
Who's
taxes.
They?
They're squeezing us.
Who is they?
The bad people of this world. The world.
They're not already in control?
I thought the bad people were in control. That's the best evidence I could come up with.
So what you're saying is the more worse people or the badder people are going to take over?
World leaders.
They're not my leaders. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. But if there's anything you can take away from that call, it's that everything is true. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's a full moon tonight.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. And if you enjoy this program, then get involved with the website. You can go to freetalklive.com, get an account. It's free. You can enjoy all of the features on the website for nothing. But you can also participate in various different ways. And one of the ways is the website itself, freetalklive.com, allows you to influence the things that we'll talk about on the air by submitting different ideas for what we could talk about, like news stories or videos or audio or blog posts. And then
pictures of you in videos.
Whatever, man. Then other listeners can go and vote them up or vote them down, as can you. You can vote up or down anything that you see there, and then the best, most popular stories make it. Just because they're popular doesn't make them the best, but generally it works out that way, that the most popular stories make it to the top of the website and make it more likely that we'll see them and put them on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get yourself a free account and get involved. As we continue taking your phone calls, let's go to Sam in Colorado. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that I think – this is the first time I've called a radio show in my life. I listen here and there, but anyways.
Congratulations.
It's pretty fun. But you guys are the only two guys in America who didn't know what that guy was talking about, the last caller.
Saying that everything is true?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Not everything. Yeah, everything that's going on in this country is true.
Including this and that.
Including this and that, yes.
Well, the this and that he's referring to was the things that are generally spoken about on these radio networks that a lot of people
I don't know
what he's talking about.
I listen to Free Talk Live, and that's kind of
the paranoia, you know, all the paranoia, all the conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
he's just saying that criticizing you two. That's why I'm calling, because didn't really give the guy a chance to get into what he was saying.
We tried really hard for him to get specific. I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got the gist that he was basically going to say all the conspiracy theories are true. But, you know, that's kind of a meaningless thing. You know, get into, you know, tell us something and tell us why you think it's true. Yeah.
Why don't you do it? I mean, maybe that guy wasn't articulate enough. Why don't you jump in and tell me which conspiracy theories are true? Because I've heard a bunch of them. Right, because that guy said that. But what about this caller? I don't remember.
He said that too, I think.
Just the recent headlines in the news. For example, the Patsy on the Christmas Day flight from Detroit.
The news didn't call him a patsy, as I recall. The news called him the Christmas Day bomber, the underwear bomber, things like that.
Well, no, I'm saying that that's what is true. He was actually a patsy set up by the powers that be.
Well, how
I mean, I'm just using that as an example of the
lizard people. That's a fine example. And let me take you on back historically. What about hurricanes? Are those being caused by a giant Wawa machine called HARP up in Alaska?
Is that true? Was he referring to that as a true statement, or are you asking me if
I'm asking you if it's true, because that guy already said that everything is true.
Yeah, you said you agreed with him, right?
Well, he didn't say that hurricanes. Well, okay, let me get back.
He didn't say anything.
Right,
he said that everything's true, and I'm assuming he's talking about the conspiracy theories, and there are a bunch of them out there.
True. Yes, HARP is true. It
okay,
did actually help
is it causing hurricanes?
Kuwait
in 1992. Is it causing hurricanes?
I'm sorry.
Is it causing hurricanes? HARP? Hurricanes.
HARP, it's probably causing more along the lines of weather disturbances.
Okay. Yes or no?
Would that be a hurricane? Would that be considered?
Are all the hurricanes that have occurred in the last 20 years, let's forget about the ones prior to HARP being built, are those HARP caused? Because there's really no more than there used to be.
No, you're right. And I'm not
earthquakes.
Saying... Earthquakes.
Earthquakes. I don't know if causing earthquakes.
I want to know about the lizard men. What about the lizard men?
The lizard men's another popular conspiracy theory.
Right.
Is that one true?
Yeah, to an extent, it is. I mean, I'm sure that we've been visited by aliens in the past, and whether or not they look like lizards, sure.
Are they running
the
government? The lizard man theory says that there are aliens that are in charge of our government. They're in all the high
status. It says that actually they're Jews, and those Jews are running the world. Are Jews lizards?
Well, okay. So you're saying that the guy was saying everything is true. Okay,
he did.
Everything that's going on in this country is true.
He said it over and over again, and then you called in to say that you believed that he was just talking about the conspiracy theories,
the ones that you like.
Well, you're onto a good point now. But the ones that are actually conventional and that are within grasp, such as what he was referring to, I think he was saying along the lines of that there's powers to be that plan to. Defecate America into
that sounds painful.
sounds gross. Actually.
This place of refuse
So you're reading in whatever it is you want to into what that guy said. So what is it that you believe?
Saying everything is true. Everything is vague. Concerning our government and how perhaps that there's other powers that be that are planning to crash our economy. He was talking about that.
Okay, so now, as far as that goes, I agree that the government is doing things that are terrible, that the government is based in fear and violence.
And that politicians...
I do believe that there are people with tremendous assets that have a total interest in crashing the economy, and then turning around when they've got a lot of cash, they'll have the first access to the cash, they'll turn around and buy everything up. This is something Ron Paul talked about.
Right.
It's
now
not really a conspiracy. It's really kind of happening right under our nose.
You can throw it out there as a conspiracy theory. Then you can drop names like the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the UN, the CFR. You can make it sound loony as hell. And I think if there's a conspiracy theory that I believe in, it's the conspiracy theory that these organizations actually propagate these crazy theories so that nuts go out there and say them, and then people that talk about the half of it that's true look like nuts.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the false flag and all that. But what I'm saying
is you clowned on
that guy, and you were saying the Builder Bear group, stuff like that. And that's why I'm calling, because everybody knew he was talking about what's going on. Everything's true. The UN is involved in America. It's foreign troops. Those things he was talking about, not aliens from Green Lizard Planet.
How do you know that? You say everybody knew that. We have three people in the studio.
He didn't know who he was talking to.
Yeah.
He likely called in believing that he was listening to on another channel the rerun of the Alex Jones show, and he called in believing that we were Alex Jones. That guy didn't know what he was talking about.
Even though the phone screen...
That's where you're wrong. He knew exactly what he was talking about. Everybody knew what he was talking about. You're speculating.
I did hear him drop 9/11.
You're projecting.
That's the only specific thing he dropped.
We have crosstalk there. What, Dale?
The only specific thing I can think of that he actually finally said was 9/11. And he just said 9/11. Well, yeah, 9/11's true. There was a 9/11.
But
yeah, that's it. He didn't go into any more detail.
Yeah, he didn't give you any information.
It was
on
all
what
presumptuous that we know what he's talking about. That and And I think that if that's the case, that if it's that obvious what you're talking about, then why are you saying it again? You know, just it's
well, all your listeners listen to other radio networks. They don't just listen to you guys. This is the first time I've ever listened to you guys, and that's why I got offended. Like, obviously, these
how
two
can you speak for all of our listeners? How do you know that? How do you know that all of our listeners listen to other radio networks? Most of our listeners don't even know what radio network they're listening to. Most of our listeners are on the radio; they're listening to a radio station. And a lot of our other listeners are listening on the internet, and they are not listening to the network so much as they are listening to Free Talk Live, perhaps via our live streams. So I think you're jumping to a lot of conclusions. You're also projecting your belief systems onto the last caller because you're believing that he was talking about exactly what you think he was talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about you and what you believe. Not what everybody believes. Not what that guy believes. Let's talk about you and what you believe.
Well, the point of the call was to back up the guy who was calling. That's why I'm calling. well, we can talk about what I'd like to talk about.
So I wouldn't do that if I were
you. Why would you want to get behind that guy? You don't even know what he was talking about. You're projecting your beliefs onto him.
Let's make a bet. The next caller that comes in is going to back me up saying, yeah, I got it too, guys. You were clowning
so
on a guy
what?
Who's met.
I don't so care what? If people that, call in and agree in the, you know, in the same belief system. What does that mean?
Okay, and maybe I'm missing the point of your show, because this is my first time calling your show, listening to your show for that matter.
What's the point of the show?
Yeah, tell me the point of your show.
No, I'm asking you, what's the point of the show?
Oh, I have no idea. This is, like I said, the first time I've ever listened to
Well, the point of the show is you can call in and talk about anything, and we let you do that, right?
Gotcha.
All right, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, we are not here to talk about, this is not a conspiracy theory show. We are not here to interview the people who are in the conspiracy theory movement. This guy.
Let's talk about 9/11 and how it was an inside job.
I suggest to the recent caller to listen to the archive and listen to what that guy said again and try to find where he ever gets specific about anything that he's talking about.
Right, and you can find the archive at freetalklive.com. It's on the front page, and you can get it right there because you're likely listening someplace else. Freetalklive.com.
All right, there's more coming up here. You can bring up absolutely anything. We won't necessarily agree with you. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.